Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Broadcasting from the Shaw's Star Market Studios, the home of Dale and Keith, middays 10 to 2. This is Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence, Boston, a radio.com sports station.
October is Subaru Loves Pets Month. Subaru of New England committing to keeping all animals safe and healthy. Details at SubaruofNewEngland.com.
Correction from a Florida resident listening to the show. That World Series game is being played at a neutral site, and I believe that I said Florida. Where is it? Houston, Texas?
Yeah.
Is that where
Arlington,
they're playing?
Texas.
Of course, the Super Bowl, though, is in Florida, and I would assume that Tampa, seeing 11,000 fans at the World Series, would want a similar amount of fans at the Super Bowl, correct?
Well, they already had 16,000 for the Bucks-Packers game, so right, they'll have plenty of fans there for the Super Bowl.
So if you're limiting the Super Bowl to 11, 12, 15,000 fans, tickets are going to be what, three times what they normally are?
Yes.
So it's going to cost $10,000, $12,000 to go to the Super Bowl this year.
Yep.
And see Tom Brady win another one, Curtis.
Whoa.
Can you imagine? Look at Tom Brady. Everywhere he's been his entire life, the teams around him win. He grew up in the Bay Area during the heyday of the Montana Niners.
Right.
Then he went to Michigan. All of a sudden, the Red Wings start winning Stanley Cups. Then he goes to the Patriots, and they have 20 years of dominance, winning everywhere in all four major sports. Then he gets to Tampa. The Rays are in the World Series, and the Lightning just won the Stanley Cup.
Yeah. And who knew until last night that he was a huge Rays fan? I mean, I didn't know that he was a huge Tampa Bay Rays fan.
In America, for over a century and a half, generations have loved baseball, experienced heroes and heartbreak. This game has offered so much from so many. And always, October has meant the world. Tonight, two pennant winners step inside the lines to decide one champion. A singular focus dialed in. Growing up, from California to the Caribbean and beyond, each dreamed of this. The glow of these lights, the thrill of the first pitch, thriving under pressure, the drama to come.
Ain't never panic, I'm a superhero.
After all that has occurred in 2020, we arrive here. As a marvelous gentleman once exclaimed, in the year that has been so improbable, the impossible has happened. The Fall Classic endures, and it means as much as ever. The Rays, the Dodgers, the World Series on Fox.
That was a public service, by the way, because more people just heard it here than were able to watch it last night.
No, true. Right. Ratings have been good. But that is a terrible fail by baseball.
Why?
I mean, why stoop?
You said
Brady,
that's
I mean, come
stoop.
On.
Why?
Why don't you get members of the Tampa Bay Lightning, the last team that won a championship, and then the Lakers, and have a little duel between Lakers and Lightning, the two teams involved.
I mean,
don't go to Brady. People are tired of Brady.
Tired,
who else are you going to get to represent Tampa? I mean, it's Tampa
Stamkos.
Tom. Tampa Tom.
Stamkos and LeBron. That would have been great.
Guy. Probably collected a cool $150,000-$200,000 for doing that.
Yep.
I would guess.
Nothing. He did that for...
You think he did that
I'm
on the
sure,
side?
I'm sure, the kindness of his heart.
He was just doing stuff with Fox. I'm sure they said, can you record this? Sure.
Surprised you didn't throw in some kind of a protect plug in there in the middle of it about keeping yourself safe with TB12 from the COVID.
Bill and Linda sat down to watch Game 1 of the World Series, and they hear Brady, and they just turn it off and chuck the remote.
Just like Trump, his Chinese bank account just went up by about 10 mil unexpectedly.
What's going on? Curtis is stuck to his seat after hearing that in the other room. All right. We got to get to this right now.
When you see neighbors not practicing social distancing or gathering in groups of 10 or more, it's time to call Quarantine 311.
All right, from time to time on this show, we check in with the 311 service here in Boston to determine what neighbors are narking on their neighbors about when it comes to COVID guideline violations. And Curtis, let's go over some of the calls that were made by neighbors this week.
We're going to start in the public garden.
Uh-oh.
A guy singing on the bridge in the public garden each day is on a major public walkway. He never has a mask on. Please send someone to correct the situation.
I've seen this guy during my runs through the public garden.
Strolls.
Guy has his own karaoke machine.
Oh, I've seen that guy. He's pretty good.
You see, I think I did Instagram story on him at one point. But he probably should be. I mean, spreading droplets by singing, Ken. This is
a good point.
This is a valid complaint. Shut the guy down. Shut him down immediately. No singing.
Amen. We're going to head to Brighton. BC students roaming the neighborhood from party to party without face coverings. When will BC send these students home?
Oh.
These students don't care about breaching their Eagle Care pledge.
Oh, yes. They signed it. They signed it.
They are a disgrace for the school and society.
Oh, boy. Probably carrying around cases of beer without gloves on also.
Oh, my God. A lot of natty lights. Going to Dorchester. You've asked the public to report large gatherings, therefore I am reporting. This isn't the first time. There is a large crowd, some in the backyard, others appear in the basement. No mask, no social distancing. How can we contain the virus if proper measures are not reinforced?
Shut it down. Send the COVID inspector from Winthrop over there,
yes.
Quick.
We're going to head to West Broadway at the Teriyaki House. Employees that are cooking the food are not wearing a mask or gloves. I witnessed an older lady preparing the food wearing no gloves and then touching unrelated food items such as her phone.
Yeah.
They are not following COVID-19 guidelines. Nope. I am beginning to feel sick.
Okay.
I mean, how sad is your life if you're dining out at the Teriyaki House and you're watching what's going on in the kitchen with dread and fear? I mean, come on.
You're supposed to go there after you had about six drinks and it tastes great.
Right, and you don't look into the back ever.
Right. Still in Southie, the large group of maskless people I recently reported standing in front of the Walgreens parking lot appear to be waiting in line for the Broadway.
Yes, the Broadway.
The restaurant is doing nothing to maintain order. What a disgrace.
Pretty good brunch over there, Curtis.
That place Broadway. Is jammed every weekend.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. I mean, is it okay if they try to get some people in there?
Oh, no, I didn't mean like jammed together. Oh, okay. I mean that it's popular.
Yeah. Oh, what are they supposed to do? Like, they're supposed to extend the line all the way down the Broadway Street? I mean,
yeah, there's a lot of people waiting. They go around the corner.
Are they allowed to have a line lifeguard?
Well, yes, but you got to be 6 feet apart. I mean, come on. Use your head.
Oh, Ken wants those stickers to go all the way down Broadway, all the way down to the bridge, all the way down to the end of the bridge.
Yes.
Use your head. Okay.
The bridge downtown.
We're going back to BC. Idiotic BC students filming themselves chasing wild turkeys around the neighborhood. Students are not wearing a mask as required. Please send the police to arrest these idiots.
Yeah. What if they give it to a turkey? What if they gave the virus to a turkey?
I mean, it could spread.
Thanksgiving is coming.
Oh, man. We're going to go back to Southie. House party. Kids appear to be hanging out on the sidewalk, possibly in line to get in the backyard and continue drinking. They are not wearing masks and clearly not 21. Already called 911.
Oh, Now we're getting the underage drinking calls as well.
Yep. Hashtag COVID.
All right.
Eastie. Massive party, loud music, no masks, people peeing and throwing up in the street.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about droplets.
It's like
Christ.
St. Patrick's Day.
Christ.
I love the Christ at the end there. Oh, my God. We're going to go to Brighton again. At least 20 folks on this party trolley bus. Zero precautions at all. With everything that's being regulated, i.e. school attendance, how is this okay?
Now, how do they know? What, do they see the trolley bus, the trolley party bus stop and see people get out?
They must.
Were they following it? Were they filming it? I mean, how do they know what's going on the trolley? I thought what happened on the trolley party bus stayed on the trolley party bus.
And how was this person impacted at all by the people that are all on a bus together? I don't understand. Continuing, Southie. Major house party on the second floor. This came with a picture. It's overflowing from front of the house all the way to the back deck. No masks, loud music, singing along, and every weekend, rain or shine. You can hear this all the way from East 8th to East 6th. In case you need more info, it's the big blue house opposite 617 East 7th. Can't miss it.
The singing along to the songs.
And they include, I like when they include a photo.
Oh, it's so helpful.
I like when they take the time out of their busy day. Wait a minute, not so busy, to include a photo of people having fun. Okay?
You can just feel them trembling writing this. Continuing, Southie. I swear, every single one of these is in Southie. 485 East 6th Street. Another huge party, screaming and banging. 20 plus people. Enough is enough. Already called 911.
Of course they did. Well, now, aren't these calls supposed to be going to 911 now, according to the mayor?
According to Marty, yes.
Not 311?
When the Patriots are playing, we're asking you not to have house parties.
Okay. All right, got two more. Go to Dorchester. Visibly drunk or crazy person just spent 15 minutes in the middle of the street with the door open, playing insanely loud music, swearing, and giving the middle finger to people passing by. Woke mine and God knows how many other babies up. I'm writing 50 reports until you send someone to ticket. It's a blue sedan.
It's a blue sedan.
Okay. Okay, last one in Southie. There has been a helicopter flying over Southie for an hour. People are trying to sleep. The helicopters need to be better regulated for noise concerns. It's already a stressful enough time. No need for the constant hum of helicopters overhead. My daughter has an exam in the morning.
Ah, yes. About COVID.
Okay. Well, there you have it. Should you find a neighbor who has stepped out of line when it comes to the guidance, you can call 311 and report them. And they will be summarily arrested or shipped off to some kind of an island. That is Quarantine 311 right now, Ken, and what is trending this morning.
Julian Edelman joins the Greg Hill Show this Friday. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
We could all use a little extra money. Find Mass Money, a free service of the State Treasurer's Office. Over $3 billion with a B dollars worth of unclaimed property. Find yours at findmassmoney.com. Big day on WEEI. Mike Emmerich, Doc, 11 a.m. with Dale and Keith. Talking about hanging it up. That'll be great.
I mean, what an incredible career. 50 years?
Yeah, 47 I've seen, but I think he said 50, so I don't know what he did.
Amazing. One of the greats.
One of the all-time greats.
Greg,
also,
is he a COVID casualty?
No. I think he probably is thinking to himself, he probably wants to be there calling the game and doesn't want to go through another season of calling it from his house. What is he? How old is he? 70? Is he 74?
74, yeah.
I think he's 74.
Well, maybe he knows very well that he won't have that chance.
Right. I'm sure he does.
Winter. Also, 1 p.m., Tom E. Curran, also a legend, and Teddy Bruschi, 4 p.m. with OMF. Patriots Niners week today. Mike Reese tried to get out of Belichick yesterday whether they would be undergoing normal practices. Here was that exchange.
Morning, Bill. As we talk today, are things looking good for a regular week of practice for you guys?
Day to day, Mike. We'll go day by day.
Yeah. And along those lines, couple opportunities for IR guys to potentially come back this week. Any sense on where David Andrews is in that regard?
Day to day.
Day to day. day to day because of COVID.
Because of COVID. But we think today Belichick will meet the media again at 8:30, maybe has more info. Dolphins naming Tua the starter was the big news in the NFL yesterday. That plus the the Cowboys players squawking about Mike McCarthy, trouble in Dallas, and then McCarthy had to rip his own guys through the media back.
I haven't been part of any of those type of discussions. I think like a lot of things, when you hit a part of your season or any challenge where there is negativity out there and where it comes from and who it comes from, I mean, that's something that, you know, I've never chased, but I think you do have to recognize it. I think it's important to handle things as men. I mean, if you do have something to say publicly that is of, you know, of most importance, I think it's important to say it to the individual, particularly in a group dynamic setting, and especially in a game of football, especially for the Dallas Cowboys.
Act like a man, right? Come to my face. Yeah. Tell me what's wrong.
Well, why would you say it to somebody's face when you have social media, Ken?
Exactly.
Nobody says anything to anybody's face
you
anymore.
Egg.
Mookie and the Dodgers taking game one of the World Series last night. 8-3, Betts 2-for-4. Homer, walk, 2 stolen bases. Started the rally in the 4-run fifth inning for L.A., scoring on a grounder to first with that secondary lead, Curtis. Come on, love the inside baseball stuff. It was big.
Awesome.
Kershaw the winner, game two tonight with Blake Snell trying to even the series up for the Rays. And that's what's trending on the Greg Hill Morning Show.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Wiggy is off today and tomorrow, maybe a relief for some of you and some of you.
And some of us.
Some of you may be missing Mr. Wiggins, but he will be back on Friday filling in for him tomorrow. Rob Ninkovich of ESPN, former New England Patriot Rob Ninkovich. So we'll have Ninkovich and we will have Christian Fourier tomorrow as he normally does. He will join us tomorrow at 8:30.
Can someone put the dog away, please?
I didn't mind the dog. I mean, we had the dog. Everybody's home with their pets. We had Ty Law with the dog incident last week, and we had Foyer with the dog barking in the background last week. Ken, here's a text for you.
Mm-hmm.
617 text. It says, I just read Laird's column this morning, absolute trash.
Oh, come on.
Absolute
Why do you
trash.
Have to pile on?
Now, this is hilarious. Now, last year when they signed Antonio Brown, everybody changed their tune after ripping him and then was like, oh, Antonio Brown, great signing. Great job.
Yeah, welcome to New England, Ken. That's what we do.
I would almost guarantee you that if you put up a poll this morning on our Twitter feed about whether Patriots fans would like the New England Patriots to sign Antonio Brown, there would be overwhelming support for it. Although I don't see it happening.
You think there'd be support for it?
Yeah, I do. I do.
Hmm.
I what, you don't? You don't think they're...
On the replies I've gotten on social media, I'm skeptical.
I think they're ripping the messenger.
Yeah,
not really the message.
Could be.
No, but you're essentially saying in your column that you got the money, you got a ton of cap space,
mm-hmm.
you need to do something, and as you said during the 6 o'clock hour, which was met with some skepticism, AB is the best receiver... Most talented receiver ever to play in the NFL? Is that what you said? In your lifetime? Is that what you said?
Yes, exactly. Most talented receiver I've ever seen. I mean,
I believe you mentioned Jerry Rice in the same sentence and said AB is a more talented receiver than the great Jerry Rice.
I mean, Rice's numbers are just they're like Gretzky's. They're unbreakable. But in terms of just that 6-year span in Pittsburgh of unbelievable accomplishments. I know the league is different.
How many Super Bowls did the Steelers win during those 6 years?
Okay. Tomlin is a boob, okay? And they've blown chances to do it.
But great receivers do not mean Super Bowls. Since Jerry Rice, the best receivers in football, Terrell Owens, Randy Moss, Antonio Brown, Larry Fitzgerald, haven't won Super Bowls. You don't win with the top receiver.
Well, do you think the Patriots are going to win if they don't make a move?
But I don't think that they're Antonio Brown away from winning a Super Bowl.
I do.
You do?
Yep.
Really? You think that's the magic bullet?
Yep.
I would much rather see OBJ or who else are they talking about? Wiggy was talking about Julio Jones or what? I would much rather see somebody other than Antonio Brown because I think the guy is a nightmare.
Julio Jones is clutch. He's great. I mean, those catches he made in the Super Bowl were unreal.
His contract is huge, and you have to give up draft capital to get it. Brown comes in. Who knows what the money is, but you've got it. And he's motivated to prove last year he's redeemed himself, right? Wouldn't he and Cam?
But why couldn't he do it last year on the same team with Tom Brady? Why couldn't he fall in line?
He was still a mess. He was a total wreck.
So he's fine now.
He's not a mess anymore, is what you're saying.
He says he's
oh, I trust him. Okay.
Okay. You do ads for rehabilitation. Antonio Brown has seen therapists.
It is offensive to compare someone who has an alcohol disorder or is addicted to drugs or alcohol and someone who's just a dink.
Can you make the, I think the caller mentioned this earlier this morning, but can you make the argument that he's being a dink because of mental health issues?
Mm-hmm.
Is that potentially...
Has he been treated for mental health issues
yet?
Yes,
he has.
Oh, where?
He talked about talking to therapists.
Orchids of Asia.
Okay. Talking to therapists and getting to the bottom.
He mentioned mental health.
Okay.
Curtis is banging his head off the microphone.
He mentions a lot of things. He is not trustworthy within the same organization last year with Tom Brady, with a team that was 8-0, but 2-0 when he was here.
Do you believe people can change? Can people be rehabilitated?
Yes, I believe that that after a lot of long work and battery recharges, we can better understand ourselves and treat our illnesses. Yes, I don't believe that he is honest enough yet to do that.
But a guy who has had countless issues... He's had an issue everywhere that he was.
Well, I covered him, Greg, for his first 5 years, and he was eccentric, but not off the planet. I mean, the money and the fame went to his head in like the quintessential classic way. He got the first contract extension. He started fighting with teammates. His ego grew out of control. But for 5 years, he was pretty humble. He said religious. I mean, at some point, he snapped. But could he get back there? Absolutely, he could.
Not with the Patriots. Not with Mr. Kraft.
Well, you said that last hour,
mm-hmm.
or 6 o'clock hour.
Yeah, just don't see it happening. I think that's too much of a personal attack on Mr. Kraft when he called him out in that tweet and said, Kraft got caught in the parlor, A, B speculations, fired, different strokes, different folks, clearly. I don't think Kraft is going to touch him. I think that's too much of an insult to Robert.
And we've got about 200 votes in the first minute and a half on the poll. 63% do not want the Patriots to sign.
Really?
They don't.
Wow.
Really?
I mean, some of the allegations these women are making are more more egregious, obviously, than the tweet that Robert Kraft. Greg, I don't know if you know any inside information. Last year when the allegations were happening, not even the intimidating tweets to the one girl, the other girl who alleged, you know, sexual assault and abuse, mm-hmm. which mm-hmm. is now what's in a civil case.
Yeah.
I don't know if there had to have been blowback to the Patriots organization from women's groups and others.
Well, yeah, we talked about it at the time.
Yeah.
But, they could find a creative way to skirt that and make good with that complaint, I think. I just still think it's all, at the end of the day, going to go back to Mr. Kraft.
And he's going to be that small-minded on it?
I don't think it's small-minded. I think it's just, I own the team. This guy is too much trouble. That, I mean, Curtis mentioned it earlier. How much money did Robert Kraft spend dealing with that one single Florida incident? A lot of money. And a lot of time.
Okay.
And he's not going to want this guy.
But Antonio Brown dug his own grave the second he tweeted about me.
But that never. You know? But that thing never happened. I mean, he's been vindicated.
Allegedly.
Vindicated in a court of.
Doesn't mean it didn't happen. Just because you're declared not guilty does not mean the thing did not happen.
Vindicated in a court of law.
And
if it doesn't fit, you must quit.
It was a setup. Complete setup.
Maybe. But Brown's accusation that he was a hypocrite is actually right. I mean, in a sense, I mean, Kraft was being, he got cut for his issue, and others were looked the other way.
What?
I mean,
it's his team. He owns it. He can decide what to do or not to do.
I mean, understand. But maybe he's realized, you know what? He deserves a second chance. Everybody does.
Why does Antonio Brown deserve a second chance from Robert Kraft?
Because he can help you win games.
It's a second chance here. It's like an eighth chance when it comes to teams, or a fourth chance, right?
Do you think he'll be signed, Ken?
Absolutely he'll be signed. He already turned down the Bears. He was talking to Dion on FaceTime or something and said, I'm not going there.
So he's really changed. He's talking to Dion on FaceTime
about
offers.
He doesn't want to go to the Bears.
Oh, okay.
I mean... So the risk is that you bring him in and then he pulls some kind of shenanigans that this off field or down there, he's just like an issue, right? I mean, he's a guy who can't control himself.
But that wasn't the case last year. He and Belichick got along fine, right? I mean, to the point where he was actually pulled off the practice field.
He was here, and he was texting a woman who's a mother of children, mm-hmm, with somewhat questionable text messages while he was here.
Yes, but that's
while he was here.
That's the issue.
He can't control himself.
That's what we think he's rehabilitated from. On the field, as far as Belichick and football, he was fine.
Here's a text that says, after reading Dynasty, the book, 207 text from Maine, I believe that Robert Kraft would do anything to help the Patriots win.
So then why did he release him?
Well, because he had to then. I mean, had to release him.
Why?
Because there was so much pressure. It was like there was no other choice then. I mean, there was so much pressure on him. I agree with Danielle. I think it would be hard for him to get over what he did on the way out. Like I said earlier, blowing up the bridge with the TNT on the way out, like the not the Roadrunner, but the other one there. The
Wile E. Coyote.
Yeah, Wile E. Coyote. But maybe if winning,
like Tom E. Kern.
If winning is everything. Mm-hmm. Then maybe you've seen stranger things happen. I don't know.
I think it also, if he were to take him back after that personal slight, I think it sets a bad precedent for the future of players being able to get away with certain things, like easier to ask for beg for forgiveness than ask for permission.
George?
Hey, guys. How you doing this morning?
Hey, George.
Hey, the part we're forgetting about, I mean, he just settled a grievance with the team. So there very well could be contractual language in there that make it very hard to bring him back. And you would probably assume there's going to be offsetting language because they agreed to pay or not go after a certain amount of a signing bonus for part of his play that was prorated this year. Mm-hmm. So that to me just creates a lot of complications when the reality is the Patriots should take advantage of the cap next year, because it's going down probably 10 to 15%, there's going to be teams that are out of it in 2 or 3 weeks that are going to have to proactively dump salary for cap preparation next year. So it just would make more sense to get a solid veteran, no one crazy, to come in and just give a little extra help there than trying to go after this headache with Antonio Brown. I mean, to me, that doesn't make the best sense.
And with Antonio Brown, let me ask you a question about Bill. Do you think Bill honestly looks at the situation and take last year into consideration when you respond to this? Do you think Bill actually honestly looks at the situation and thinks they need help when it comes to weapons?
I don't think he presses the panic button, and he hasn't to go out and get like a Julio Jones or Beckham. But he has consistently identified solid veterans to come in and fill gaps at receiver or maybe at tight end or along the lines. He's not naive. He makes a trade almost every trade deadline. He just doesn't go overboard. Right. And Brown doesn't fit that motto, right? Like, right, they would bring in a guy like Emmanuel Sanders, right? An established veteran who can come in, pick things up, and not have any distractions.
Or Sanu would be a good example from last season.
It's a terrible example.
Overpaid.
It's a good example of what Bill tries to do. I mean, do you expect? Let's say OBJ is available, is trade bait. Do you expect him to go and do that deal?
The only thing that would make that tempting is his salary cap numbers being low, because the Browns will have paid out his signing bonus and the higher cap numbers, because he's very cap conscientious with these trades, you know. But again, that still doesn't fit the model. And the Browns, they're 4-2. They're not going to be under 500 come the trading deadline. So that's just like a fantasy to think that they're going to trade him and they're going to be in the hunt.
I think it's also quite possible that when it comes to being fiscally responsible, the Patriots are at the tippity top of the list of teams that do that.
That would be cheap.
And Robert Kraft may be saying, look, we're not going to get any revenue from anybody in the seats here in Massachusetts. So we're gonna roll along here with the way things are, and we're not gonna spend any of that money.
Why would Antonio Brown want to sign with the Patriots?
I don't think he does.
I mean, think about how it ended. Think about all that. Think about Brady's not here. And
he loves Belichick. He's friends with Cam, and he wants to redeem himself.
He wants to redeem himself.
He's not Denmark.
He wants to make money and get a long-term deal. He's not going to get a long-term deal here, and he can win elsewhere. He's much more likely to go to the playoffs if he signs with the Chiefs or if he signs with, you know, the
Chiefs,
Packers.
I mean, it's crowded there. They don't need him. Patriots need him desperately, and will feature him. They'll throw him the ball every play.
I mean, 508 texter says, Ken is right. You got to take a shot at him. It's going to be small money. Is it going to be small money, though?
He's going to be
yapping away about how much money he needs. And I mean, I don't think, you know, and the texter said, this is incorrect, by the way, that why is Curtis knocking people who have mental issues? I don't think
he's
you were.
He's not saying that at all.
Curtis is saying you don't stay off social media for 6 months, and that proves that any kind of a mental situation that you have has suddenly gone away.
No, I'm actually saying that there are millions of Americans like myself who have serious mental health issues that are taking them seriously and working on it, whereas it's in my belief, because I share my opinion, that he is just doing the boilerplate stuff to make it seem like he's changed, because guys like him at this stage of their life don't make major changes.
Do you think that Bill knows that this is not a playoff team? Do you think he suspects that?
In his heart of hearts?
Does he challenge that play if they're a playoff team? Did that encapsulate how he feels about this team? That, oh, it's not really worth challenging. We're going to lose this game anyway. What the hell? You know?
Yeah.
The penalty where he doesn't force them back 10 yards out of field goal range and they kick the field goal.
I don't think he knows. He mentioned the word practice so many times. I think he's just frustrated at the whole developments of the last 2 weeks, and he doesn't know what he has.
Yeah,
right
I think
now.
He's probably frustrated with the whole thing. He's probably frustrated with the opt-outs, frustrated with no preseason games, frustrated with the protocols. I mean, he has to be frustrated with the whole thing. All right, well, the Laird column this morning suggests that if you're the Patriots, you have only one mission, and that is sign Antonio Brown.
Where is Wiggy? Wiggy would love this.
Oh, my God. He'll be all over it.
He'll be talking about it Friday when he gets back in the studio. And we will be right back.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
Josie's on a vacation far away. Come around and talk it over. Just want to use your love tonight. I don't want to lose your love tonight. I ain't got many friends left to talk to. The winds are up and I'm in trouble. You know I'd do anything for you. Stay the love and keep it up.
Was utilized in a brief audio eulogy earlier this morning, but Ken, you're right. Tony Lewis, the lead singer of that band, deserves more than just the 6 o'clock lead introduction. That is probably one of the all-time top three best party sing-along songs in the history of party sing-along songs. Would you not grant that to the outfield?
Right behind Eddie Money and Take Me Home Tonight. But
what?
I love that song.
I know, but that's not a sing-along song.
Take Me Home Tonight.
No, I'm talking about like Piano Man.
Right. Don't Stop Believing. Do you put that up there?
Don't
Stop
cliche,
Living on a Prayer.
Cliche
means top five in a Bradfoe world. So yes,
Danielle, you are correct.
Thank you.
I would say that Don't Stop Believing is number one. Mm-hmm. Bar is closing. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants to sing. That's number one.
Yep.
But Your Love Outfield is up there, as is Piano Man. Maybe Living on a Prayer when it gets to the hook. It pains me to say it, but Sweet Caroline probably on that list as
hey,
well.
Hey.
So sad news. Tony Lewis, lead singer of that band, and only, what was he, 62 years old?
Yeah.
See, I see stories like that, and it reminds me I'm on life's back nine. I'm gonna.
But you're on the way to the car from the pro shop.
I mean, I'm gonna be.
Have you seen his lifestyle, Ken?
I'm gonna be 54 in a week, week and a half, and
16th mention.
And
I'm not getting
What if I only have after that? I only have 6 years left. Like poor Tony Lewis of the outfield.
Much should start planning.
Yeah. All right. So sad news. Audio eulogy for the one-hit wonder. Actually, I think they had one other hit song.
Did they really?
Yeah, they did. They had another top 40 song. I can't remember the name of it right now.
Casey Kasem.
Say It Isn't So comes up
yes,
there, but I've never
yes,
heard that.
Yes, that was their other top 40 hit. This is Nick. Hello, Nick.
Hey, guys. So Antonio Brown, the talk about Antonio Brown, I don't think he's a really good fit for us, mostly because of his character and the incident he had with the woman. I mean, I'm a pretty serious fantasy football player, but my whole philosophy changed a couple years ago when I had a daughter, and players like Ezekiel Elliott, Kareem Hunt, and AB just have no place on my team.
Yeah.
So the Patriots should not be playing if they're messing around with AB.
So you don't think, as Ken is suggesting, that human beings deserve a second chance or a third chance or whatever?
No, they do, but he definitely hasn't. I agree with Curtis that he hasn't demonstrated that, you know, he's done the things necessary to be contrite and really show any sort of remorse for that incident and apologize to her. And he hasn't done those things in a sincere way that would indicate he's matured enough to be on our, have a place on our team.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I mean, he countersued the woman, so he obviously feels like he's been wronged. I mean, that's going to play out in court in a civil case.
Yeah.
Ken, you think a lot about second chances. But don't you think Donald Trump deserves a second chance at the presidency?
Curtis, can we go 10 minutes without discussing Donald Trump?
That's the first time I mentioned him all day.
What were you going to say, Nick, before you go?
I just want to give a quick shout-out to a cause that I care quite a bit about. That's all right. It's the legalization of recreational marijuana here in Connecticut.
Yes.
And for all your Connecticut residents, get to know, I encourage you, get to know your candidates during this election cycle.
Okay.
And really use your vote on the ones that support recreational marijuana.
Okay. I can't focus on that because I'm too concerned about question one. I haven't seen any. Has there been any advertising?
What? No. Hell? There's been nothing.
When it comes to question one, has there been any advertising done at all? I've yet to see any.
No, I haven't seen a commercial or an ad or a PSA.
Can you imagine the amount of good that could be done with the amount of money is spent on whether or not you can get your car fixed at a certain dealer or not?
I mean, and you talk about fear-mongering. Near as I can tell, if you vote one way or the other, you're going to have hackers that are driving your vehicle directly into a Mack truck or pedophiles that are accessing your most personal information from your vehicle.
Matter?
So,
and no matter which you vote, you're going to have pussy stuff coming out of your right ear.
Oh, Wiggy read that wrong.
It's just moisture. It's just moisture.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it's clear.
No, I've learned that I'm suffering from otitis externa. That's what Dr. Dan from Maine said. Or Titus Externa.
He tried to order it at a Greek place once.
Came with baklava.
Can I have pita with that? It's like the Chipotle hack. You're going to charge? You really charge me for extra pita? How about a gyro?
What about Country Roads?
Take
me
home,
Country Roads. That belong on the sing-along list?
Of course.
Absolutely.
John Denver.
Aaron loves that song.
She does.
What about Tub Thumping?
Ooh, oh, taught you that. Well, that, God, that makes me feel like I should be at Jose McIntyre's when I'm like 20. Ugh.
The 617 texter puts Breakfast at Tiffany's on their list.
I said, what about Breakfast at Tiffany's?
By Deep Blue Something. I mean, that is a great song, but I don't know if everybody knows it like they know Your Love by The Outfield.
I don't think so.
What about Barbie Girl?
You know, Curtis is just living in a Barbie world.
That's a mute.
Dump that.
All right. Well, we have now heard from we've now heard from a pretty serious fantasy football owner.
Mm-hmm. I like it,
which is good news on AB.
You know, self-proclaimed.
We need to hear from a pretty serious fantasy baseball owner on whether or not Mookie Betts is going to win the World Series with the Dodgers and not with the Red Sox.
How do you think people feel right now? You had Mookie Betts, the best position player in baseball, or top three right now, and you let him go. You trade him to the Dodgers. You have Tom
and
Brady.
He has a huge game
last
night.
Huge game one, record-setting World Series game one. Yes, historic.
Yes. I think I know where you're going with this, but go ahead.
And you have Tom Brady, the greatest quarterback of all time, playing in Tampa, 4-2 after dominating Aaron Rodgers and the Packers.
Yeah.
I mean, this used to be the epicenter of the sports world. Yeah. And now your two biggest stars are working on titles in other towns.
You forgot about Torrey Krug.
Oh, right.
It's not Tampa is title town. We're not title town anymore.
Well, it could be LA.
Lightning, Rays. Oh yeah, I guess it could be LA. You're right. It's not Boston. Mm-hmm. It will be though. It'll be back, Curtis.
Okay, but you need superstars for that.
Oh, but you don't want Antonio Brown.
Cam Newton's not a superstar?
He was. He didn't look like one on Sunday.
Oh, that's because he was injured.
I mean, he's got 2 touchdowns and 4 picks through 4 games. So, no, right now he is not a superstar. And Ryan Fitzpatrick has a 95 rating, 10 touchdowns, 7 picks. He has had a better year so far than Cam Newton.
You don't think that something happened to that right arm on that play? You don't think that's why he was off a little bit in the second half?
I think that definitely played a role, I'm sure. But if it was really bad, I think they should have put in Stidham. I think Kenny looks even more right by the day.
Oh, good point.
Great point. If they knew there was something medically wrong on top of Cam's COVID issues, his rust, why not put Stidham in the fourth? I mean, why is Belichick so hesitant to make a change at QB? He was slow to bring Stidham in the Hoyer game. And now, I mean, if a guy's struggling, it doesn't mean you have a controversy on your hands. Just bring in player.
But I think you can overlook the fact that you have a guy who's still trying to learn the system in the middle of a pandemic. I mean, this is what bothers me sometimes about Cam Newton is that people expect that he's going to be where Tom Brady was after 19 years, after 5 games.
No, I was told by you people that he was already better than Brady after that Seahawks game.
What do you mean by people?
Who said he was better? Were people saying he was better than Brady?
Oh, my God.
Curtis, I don't know that people were saying
Nick
that.
Stevens, the biggest Patriots fan in the history of the world, told Ken this weekend that he was much more of a Mookie fan than Brady fan, and that he's been rooting against Brady. The guy that named his son after him. People here turned on Brady. All it took was a couple good performances, and they were done.
Arrabbiata. all right, let me get Tim from Maine on the show because he's been waiting a while. What's up, Tim?
Hey, so real quick, I just want to bring it back to the neighbors narking on neighbors.
Yes.
A couple weeks ago, I had some family members over to my house.
What part of Maine do you live in?
I'll just say central Maine.
Okay. All right. How many family members?
There was, including myself and my wife, there was 6 of us.
Okay.
Outside, on my porch, and it's screened in, so there's plenty of circulation and whatever.
Right.
Just so happened to have a neighbor that lives kind of like behind me. We share a driveway, whatever. She, I see her standing in her screen door and she's on the phone. No big deal. Whatever. We're all talking.
Yeah.
Next thing I know, I have our small town officers pulling in and he was very nice. I'm sure he's listening to the radio cause we talked about your show.
Okay.
He didn't seem very concerned, but he did come up to me and say, one of your neighbors, and I can't say who, called us to tell us that you're having a family gathering and it's breaking social distancing rules.
Oh, my Lord.
And I said, you're serious. They called 911 for this, and he said, yes. He said, so all I'm going to say is that you guys are fine. There's masks. I see them. And you guys are outside. Have a good day. He left. No more than 2 days later, I look up the road as I get home from my doctor's appointment, and all the way up to my parking spot, there's 10 to 12 vehicles in her front yard, and she has a huge family party for a gender reveal.
She was having a protest.
Yes, gender protest.
Exactly. So me being who I am, I said, you know, I'm going to be a really good person, and I'm going to look out for these people. So I called our police, and I said, hey, listen, whenever you guys get a moment, there's a huge party, and they're actually on my property, and they're not supposed to be. And to top it all off, they're breaking social distancing rules. They actually went out and said a neighbor had, they basically said the same thing to them. A neighbor had called, but they didn't call the emergency line to have anyone dispatched. Mm-hmm. We actually are just sending some officers out here to let you know that there are too many people here in a small enclosed area. So we're going to have to ask you to either bring it outside or you're going to have to leave. Mm-hmm. And she came marching down to my house, started screaming at me. So I just thought I'd let you guys know how my past week has been, and my neighbor really loves me. Have a great day.
I guess so. Jeez.
Well, probably need to institute some kind of a 311 line in Maine so that they're not, well, here in Boston, you're supposed to call 911. So maybe that's okay if they're calling law enforcement on a family gathering. I don't know.
I wonder if they're going to publicize any of those 911 calls.
You know what? You probably have to do some kind of a Freedom of Information Act or use or something, Curtis, if you want to get the audio. But yes, that would be fantastic. I wonder if you could request the 911 calls on the rogue gatherings from 911, and we can play those on the show.
I will work on that today.
Yes. We ask you can call 911.
God, I cannot believe he actually said that out loud.
Yeah. Well, I wonder how many calls there were over the weekend. I wonder if a lot of people were calling 911.
I can picture the trembling voice calling in, screaming about, you know, their neighbors, Mackenzie and Tim, having a big backyard bash.
Their son Jackson is having a play date with 16 other children.
They've been told that this is what they should do. They've been basically told that they should narc on their neighbors.
Right.
I mean, that's the unfortunate thing.
This is where we are now.
Of the whole thing. I mean, You heard the 311 calls. Mm-hmm. You've got, you know, BC kids that are chasing turkeys.
Yep.
And people are calling the authorities about it because it's dangerous.
But it's not so much that they've been taught to this to respond this way. I think it's the people that have stopped all the fun in their life as a reaction to the pandemic. So nobody else should be having fun.
That may be a part of it, Curtis. You may be right. Speaking of no fun, the lifeguard isn't having any, had any for 8 months.
Hey.
We will get to trending coming up in just a little bit. If you want to be on the show this morning, the number is 617-779-7937, or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. And a reminder that if you cannot, for whatever reason, listen to this show on the radio, you can stream it via WEEI.com or the radio.com app. And a quick reminder that it's easy to download the radio.com app. You can do it right now with a simple text. All you have to do is text APP to the text line, which is 37937. You get a handy dandy link and you can download the radio.com app for free and take this show and this station wherever you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.